But hold on. Tommy of Chicago just tweeted he was generally disappointed that he was not asked to sing a theme song for that contest we had over the last couple episodes. Well, sorry about that. Tommy, I thought you were under an exclusive contract with Big Fatty. But maybe next time. Kathy Bacon tweeted...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Generally disappointed over the last couple episodes.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2193 of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of June, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, show. Big Fatty, you didn't have to say that part, I know. Y'all, it's the final part of Big Fatty's, hour of Pride 48, still pre-recorded. Hello, Bumpettes. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. But y'all, I do kind of know. Y'all, at the beginning there, that was that old stink pot, that toppy smelly. And y'all, he's coming up next. He's coming up next here on the Pride 48. But y'all, he was talking about Digga, Tom of Tom and Terry up there in the Chicagos. And Digga is he's not under exclusive contract with the BFO, but anytime Big Fatty needs a bumper, old Digga is there to take up the reins. And y'all, his current one, here, let me just play it for you. Big Fatty, play it.
It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June. But certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st. Because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit
well,
in.
Thank you so much, Digga.
This one was really hard.
Oh, okay. And anyway.
Woodhaven.
Oh, Woodhaven to you. Oh, Big Fatty, that was the census music. Go ahead and play it. Okay. Census, y'all. Did y'all participate in the BFO census? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it was years ago. You talk about content. Toppy Smelly says, I've always wondered why BF is obsessed with this music. It's kind of funny that way. Well, you know, he's kind of funny. Yeah, I'm just kind of funny, period. But I love the census. It's the 1980 census. What was I going to say? Big Fatty, you were going to talk about the Gus Chad contest. Y'all, Gus Chad, we've had several sponsored contests this year. Miss Bacon sponsored the Woodhaven contest. Yes, Big Fatty, Woodhaven. And then that Peter G., Who else? Kathy Marshall sponsored the so-so question contest. And Gus Chad sponsored another contest, and I don't remember exactly what it was. Big Fatty, that's because you don't remember shit. It's true, I don't remember shit. This month we're doing the iArted contest, and y'all, you can send a picture. You can send a picture or some sort of original artwork in to Big Fatty. You can send it by the e-letters, or if you need an address of the villa. Just let Big Fatty know, and I'd be more than happy to send it to you. And y'all, I got another entry today, and it is from that Gus Chad. And you know, he said, I hope my second card arrives because it's full of content. And so y'all, it's on the front. It's some sort of mad scientist or something. I'm sure that's a cartoon character I should know. Big Fatty, you're not very up on your cartoon characters, I know. But y'all, I don't remember who this scientist is. And y'all, Gus Chad is wary. He's very talented. You know, he's the resident artist. He's the artist in residence here at the BFO. He's the mad scientist is saying, can you believe the Flobfo accused Gus Chad and Big Fatty of being the Squirminator on the It's All About Me little show. Was that the Flobfo that said that? I know that blind guy, Jay. Big Fatty, he can't see shit. Well, anyway. Let's just see what it says here. Can you believe the Flobfo would say such a thing? That's not very first lady-like. Where is the Flobfo's iArted art? Y'all, well, it was posted. Y'all, when I get the artwork in, I post it the very same day at noon p.m., high noon, as they say, over there at the BFO. And y'all, if you don't ever go to the BFO, you should do that. BigFattyOnline.com. Don't forget the online, because if you do, you'll see women with big fun bags. Big Fatty! Where is the Flobfo's iArted art? Well, y'all, it came in yesterday, saying the contest is some cover-up to blow up Squareville. What an outrage. Gus Chad, P.S. I know this doesn't look like the real Toppy Smelly or Sassy, but this is how I think of him. Oh, so this So the mad scientist and the little urchin with him, a look-alike urchin, is supposed to be Toppy Smelly and Sassy. Big Fatty, who knew? Well, so y'all, let me just say one other thing. Y'all, if you're ever out and you have you ever been over to Spottin' Big Fatty? Y'all, Spottin' Crazy takes care of that for Big Fatty. And y'all, Spottin' Crazy. By the way, when this little show posts next week, I'll put up the picture of Toppy Smelly that Gus Chad painted. Oh, y'all, John Ong, the longest running podcaster has shown up. Big Fatty, look out, he might try to take Squeaky Kitty again. Spottin' Crazy does that. Spottin' Big Fatty. Y'all, have you ever been over to Spottin' Big Fatty? Y'all, you need to go over there, because y'all, there are some creative first of all, there's something wrong with all of you that listen to this, but y'all, there are some creative folks out there. Big Fatty, what was it? Y'all, there was some banana pudding ice cream. Y'all, it's real good. It's French vanilla custard with, and they have it at the Von's East with stripes of banana stuff in it and lots of vanilla. You know, banana pudding should have lots of vanilla. Big Fatty, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like that. Well, I'll take care of it. Y'all go over in the other car. Okay, be ready. We're going to go over here and take care of it. Hello?
Bacon.
Hey, Sarpants and 48ers. Calling to wish you all a happy, fun-filled weekend. And
no.
I will try to listen if I can. Anyway, I just went to bend my ear because, you know, that's what you do when you're sitting outside drying off from floating in the pool on your bacon break, is you go to bend your ear and it hurt like a SOB. And you all know what SOB means. And so, anyway, I went to get into the little Mazda car the other day, and there's a train in the background, and it's going to shoot a car soon, I know it. Anyway, so I go to get into the driver's seat, and little Miss Bacon has the visor down, and I smacked my ear as hard as you could possibly smack your ear on something. And I, like, bit my tongue. I wanted to say, like, 74 F-words so bad because it hurt like a mofo when I hit my ear. So that was like on Sunday or Monday, and now it's Friday, and I still want to say mofo. But anyway, boy, that train is really loud. I hope this comes through. But anyway, I hope you all have fun, and chat soon. Well, I don't know if I was going to say anything else, but the beer garden is looking really good. He destroyed the last one when he mowed the lawn, that little son of a gun. But anyway, all right, just waiting for Daryl to get home from Rapid City, so looking forward to that. Bye.
Big Betty, Big Betty, I've missed Miss Bacon. We've all missed Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and I hope we hear it a little more often. Y'all, Miss Bacon, she is evidently on hiatus, Big Fatty, she's kind of what do you call it, Big Fatty? We don't know. She's hanging out in her pool and drinking. So you know you can't blame her for that. But anyway, y'all, you know, speaking of hiatus, you know, this coming Wednesday, the Big Brother app starts, and y'all, I don't know if you watch the Big Brother app or not, but Big Fatty loves the Big Brother, and y'all, I'm going to ask somebody in the chat room if you can go over and post the picture of the contestant whose last name is Garcia in the chat room, because y'all, I'm going to tell you something, this guy looks exactly like Joe Patance, that does that, catching up a little show, but y'all, I was talking to Daniel and Adam the other night, and I made them go look at it, and the first thing that came out of both of their mouths was, "Oh my God, it's Joe Patance!" So if somebody can post that picture over there, but y'all, the Big Brother app starts this coming Wednesday. It's a 2-night season premiere, and y'all, wait a minute, Gavin may have found, Big Fatty, Gavin didn't know how to post shit, anyway, but I don't think you can click on that, Gavin, but anyway, but who knows, Big Fatty, we don't, yeah, there he is, Gavin's, Big Fatty, we don't like that, Gavin's on, I'll get it, there's no, hello?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Tappy Smelly.
Hi!
Tappy Smelly here, long time no speak.
Yeah?
Oh, gosh, great show so far, Big Fatty.
Oh, good.
I've been enjoying it, and I thought I'd call in live.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sassy.
Ready?
Did you have Mexican for supper?
I'm on the phone to Big Fatty.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
Sassy.
Big Fatty, I'm having just a little bit of a problem here with Sassy.
Of course.
Anyways, on your little shoe, you were asked the question what your favorite cartoon was, and I figured it would be a comedy, but I didn't even think of Top Cat.
Top Cat, the most effectual Top Cat, whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC, providing it's with dignity. Top Cat, the indisputable leader of the boss, he's a bit, he's a championship, he's the most tip-top, Top Cat.
You might have caught that back when it was a prime time.
Yeah.
Just like, the Flintstones.
Yes.
A lot of Hanna-Barbera tunes were prime time. They came on at 7, because back in the day, 7 o'clock was considered prime time.
Well, that's because we went to bed at 8.
Now, 8 o'clock is the start of prime time. Anyways.
Sassy, if you don't stop messing around, I'm really...
Fuck off, a-hole.
I'm sorry. Sassy's really being obnoxious, and I apologize. Anyways, what I wanted to tell you and maybe get your chat room talking about was favorite cartoons.
Okay.
And mine was also a Hanna-Barbera. Certainly one of my favorites was Johnny Quest, the original animated series. Certainly another Hanna-Barbera was Space Ghost. And the Herculoids. And
never
by
heard
Jesus,
of it.
But my absolute favorite, Big Fatty.
What was it?
My absolute favorite.
What was it?
Hands down, no holds barred. Definitively
guessed.
Was Speed Racer. I loved it. I think Speed Racer might have been my first TV crush. Yeah, I think I kind of had a crush on him when I was a kid. A cartoon character. Yeah. Anyways.
Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels.
Big Fatty, question about Top Cat. I remember a Hanna-Barbera cartoon that had a cat, and his catchphrase was, "Exit, stage left." And he said that all the time. And my question is, was that Top Cat? I don't know.
Who freaking cares?
Sussy, I'm going to kill you. Would you fucking get out of here?
You can stuff Speed Racer up your ass.
Wow. Big Fatty, I apologize to you and your live audience. Sassy and I are supposed to follow you with our show, and we sort of made up, and I thought I was he was ready to be mature and do the show with me and Andrea Streamusel tonight, but apparently, no.
Apparently, no. You know what I'm going to do, Tappy?
I'm trying to have a conversation with Big Fatty.
I believe it.
Good.
But when you do your stupid live show, I'm going to be in the chat room, and I'm going to fuck you up.
Sassy.
I'm going to do your stupid live show that paid me. I'm out of here.
Yeah. I'm horribly embarrassed. Horribly embarrassed. I'm going to go.
Don't worry about
please,
it.
Please, all of you, talk about something happy like cartoons. And I'm very curious about that exit stage left being Top Cat. All right, I'm out of here. Pray for me when I do my live show.
Oh, well, Toppy, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and we're praying for you coming up. The cartoon that you're referring to, I know it well. It was a Snagglepuff, the exit stage left, Heavens to Murgatroyd. It's what Snagglepuff used to say, Heavens to Murgatroyd. Bitch! Baby, sounds like Canoodle. No, it doesn't sound anything like Canoodle. Exit stage left. Heavens to Murgatroyd. Big Fatty, why don't you repeat that a couple of more times? The show's almost over. You could just keep repeating it. And by the way, y'all, that Kathy Marshall said that she was humming the Top Cat song. Oh, Dick, I see. The Top Cat song got stuck in her head. It was one of those earworms. So, Kathy Marshall, I guess it's going to be stuck there again. Yes, Big Fatty, and Heavens to Murgatroyd. Yes. Y'all, thank you so much for listening tonight. Lots of great shows coming up all weekend long. Listen to a new one that you don't, that maybe you haven't listened to before. And just be in the chat room to support all these other great little shows. Y'all, like I said at the beginning of this little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the Underpants show. That's the voice of Turnip Style and Turnip Head. It's Smellcast. What did you think?
Generally disappointed over the last couple episodes.
Big Fatty, no wonder he's disappointed. You called him Turnip Head. I'd be disappointed too.
On the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
Big Fatty, you forgot to tell everyone we'd be back with a regular little show tomorrow. Well, it's true. We will be back with a regular little show tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty, I can't wait. Something not pre-recorded. Lovely.
Ruined one. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.